What a pleasure it is to have someone in the studio with me. And I shouldn't say just someone, but a good friend and maybe a name and voice that's familiar to many of you, Saul Rosenberg from the Professional Speakers Association. Now, most people would rather face a dentist's drill than speak in public. In fact, surveys often rank public speaking as people's number one fear, even ahead of death. But being able to communicate with confidence is one of the most powerful tools you can have, whether in the boardroom, at a simcha, or even just on WhatsApp voice notes. So Saul Rosenberg, as I mentioned, is today representing the Professional Speakers Association, and they're hosting an exciting event this Thursday, and it might just be the safest, smartest place to face that fear or take your skills to the next level. So, thanks so much for coming into the studio. If I can start with the basics, What exactly is PSASA and who is it for? Is it just for pros or can anyone benefit?
So, PSASA has been around for about 15 years or so. It's great to be here with you, by the way.
Oh, by the way, it's nice to be here with you too. We'll just put that in parentheses.
PSASA is basically the South African Association for people who are involved in professional speaking as a career. There's essentially three or four different types of members that people can actually come have that experience in an organization with other people.
Do you have to be a professional speaker to join?
So there are different levels. There's the super super professional level where you pay a certain amount, and this is the person who is a heavyweight, you know, and they will generally come in. They're the person whose primary source of income comes from professional speaking, and the next level below them is somebody called the associate member. And that's somebody who's just starting out and wants to learn a little bit about the speaking game and how to speak and maybe some skills and some sort of, participate, be part of a community. And then there's an affiliate member, which is somebody who's promoting a business or a product, and they basically are the next level. So the pricing structures are all different. But essentially, we don't exclude anybody, really.
No, it sounds like it's suitable for anybody.
Yes.
Public speaking terrifies most people.
Yeah.
Why do you think it strikes such fear in so many of us?
That's, I think, a fear of exposure. You know, I think you kind of don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to be, be in front of people with nothing to say or with nothing to offer. So it's a kind of fear of exposure, I think, is the major problem that people have. But as soon as you realize that there's actually, everybody's got something inside them, some kind of joy and magic and inspiration. And as soon as you see that it's what people want to see, and they really need to see that.
What's the best advice that you can give for how to push through that fear of public speaking?
I think it's to actually realize that you are present and that there's something there. Because I think the fear comes from feeling like there's nobody present, you know. But as soon as you're present, then there's something there.
Yeah. Well, we have a comment coming in from Stan from Kensington saying, what's the big deal? I went on a voice training course years ago. Once you learn how to place emphasis and pauses, public speaking is a cinch. Hint, kicking off with a joke gets you off to a running start. I actually like to do that, is often start with a joke. And they say humor and personalizing your stories. Now, I see on Thursday this week, you've got Graham Codrington, who is speaking about the role of passion in leadership.
Yeah.
What are some of the themes or takeaways that we can expect from him?
So Graham is an expert. He's kind of like similar to the things I was talking about on the show that I was doing here on Chai FM last year. Basically, he looks at things from an industrial sociology point of view, which is he looks at future trends and trends that are happening in society. And how does that, how's that going to influence the world of work, that we're going into this new era of business transformation with AI and robots and technology and things like that. And he's he's basically a leadership coach. And he's wanting to help people navigate the new world of work and all the changes and disruptions that are happening. So he's essentially a leadership expert and a futurist.
I mean, that should be fascinating.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's great. Yeah.
I want to come to the meeting, and one of the questions I'm curious to ask is, as we move into that futuristic world, what is the role for public speaking? And I know that people still say there is a role for public speaking.
Yeah.
Next month, you've got Robin Banks lined up.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about him? I mean, what makes him a compelling speaker, and what do you think he'll bring to the room?
So Robin is a very powerful kind of personality in the speaking world. So he's basically he's a mind power expert. This is a guy in the 80s that came out named John Kehoe, who wrote this book about mind power.
Yes.
And so he trained Robin Banks, and Robin is now the primary go-to person for mind power, public speaking, in South Africa. And he's working in the UK. And he's, essentially convinced that there's so much power in our minds that we do not give enough importance to the amount of influence our minds can have on our lives. So he's a total mind power expert. It's all about what you can achieve with your mind. That's him.
Saul, it's fascinating. I mean, if people want to come to these meetings once a week, once a month on a Thursday, what do they do?
So essentially, we've got a website. It's www.psasasouthafrica.co.za. Or you can just Google PSASA. That's the Professional Speakers Association. And then you can just go into the website, and we've got an events page. Where on a monthly basis, we'll have two very important speakers coming out that are essentially the events. There's an events page. And then, basically people can click on that page and they can register. And then basically it's free for the first time. And then if you want to come a second time, you have to pay because it's catered and there's drinks and things like that. And after that, if you're interested and you want to join as a member, it's just a total wonderful experience. After you decide to join, your life takes a whole different...
I mean, I can see you completely smiling here. What are some of the biggest benefits that you have personally experienced since joining PSASA in your own public speaking career or just in confidence in general?
So it's, I think the biggest one is it's the direction that things start to take. It's the direction your life starts to take. You start to meet this person and this person, and all of a sudden people start to take notice of you, and you start to you might start getting more gigs and meeting different interesting people, and just gives you a bit of a profile in the speaking community. So it really is a momentum builder, I think.
Yeah. One last question before I let you go.
Yeah.
Public speaking as a profession in South Africa. I mean, you mentioned Robin Banks working overseas.
Yeah.
Overseas, people make millions from what I read on the speaker circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you actually make a living from public speaking as a career here in South Africa? And who are some of the top speakers in this country right now?
Okay, so... internationally, obviously, the environment is a bit more friendly towards big speaking gigs. So we will have them locally, but they won't have the profile that you'll have an international gig, you know. So it essentially, I think people wanting to start out on the South African scene would be happy to do South African things. They're quite important. And there are lots, and people do make money doing it. I think the older you get and the bigger you get as a name, then you tend to make more money overseas and start to do that. But locally, there's some wonderful people who do primarily do everything as a public speaker. Nikki Bush, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's like a parenting expert and just an amazing person, amazing personality. And she's in this and she's on TV. And so, and there's Lee who does the show. She does her dating show on ETV. And there's some real sort of, like Graham is essentially one of our South Africa's biggest speakers. And Robin as well, yeah.
Saul Rosenberg from the Professional Speakers Association, and that is www.PSASA, so it's Professional Speakers Association, PSASA.co.za. And it's for all of those of us who've wanted to get over a fear of public speaking or just sharpen our voice. The best place to start is by showing up, and the next PSASA event is in 2 days' time.
Yes, yeah.
So you can still register, bring a friend, bring your nerves, and maybe leave with a little more confidence.